Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I recently learned with great delight that several high-profile social media companies are facing big problems. Facebook is laying off 13% of its workforce as advertising revenues decline. At Twitter, about half the staff just got canned by its new owner, Elon Musk, who's running that place straight into the ground. And Truth Social, the right-wing platform launched by Donald Trump, it's being investigated for financial shenanigans. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. Social media sites have addicted us through their creepy algorithms, sold our personal data to advertisers, set us against each other. About time they took a hit. Each of these cases is different, of course, but I think it all comes back to the Dunbar number. Robin Dunbar, a British anthropologist, found in 1992 that there's a limit to the number of friends our brains can handle. Anything bigger than about 150 is just too hard for us to maintain. But social networks want us to have thousands, millions of friends. The bigger the audience for our musings, the more ads they can sell. Alas, these followers aren't really friends, and we don't so much interact with them as get used by the social media companies. They've learned to keep us hooked by playing on our emotions, especially anger. Also by using the dopamine hit of likes and views, which they tabulate and then dangle before us like report cards. If I knew where the social media industry is heading, I'd be rich. But it's possible that we're getting tired of being marketed and manipulated, tired of finding our screens, our feeds, full of scammers, cranks, ideologues, conspiracy mongers, a lot of nasty language. Advertisers sure are getting the message. After Twitter stopped policing its content last month, several companies dropped their ads completely. I realized the other day that after more than a decade of spending many hours on social media, I've made only one actual friend there, a guy from New Jersey with terrible politics but a great sense of humor. We get together now and then for lunch in a real restaurant. My prediction, my dream, is that someday we all revert to our Dunbar number and focus on the quality rather than the quantity of our relationships. The social media of the future may turn out to be lunch. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.